This is a takeaway with Tanzina Vega from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
Even as congressional action on gun safety continues to stall, polling has shown that Americans broadly support universal background checks. And while there's a lot of attention on how loopholes in background check laws can make it easy to get a gun through a private sale at a gun show, unregulated gun sales also thrive online. Greg Bessinger is a reporter at The Washington Post, and after a series of mass shootings this summer, he went online to see how easy it would be to find gun parts and accessories.
I just went to Amazon and I went to Google and looked on their websites to see what I could find there. And sure enough, it was very easy to find gun parts and gun ammunition on these websites. I went to these companies' privacy policies to look up what they wouldn't allow on their websites for sale. And those became valuable terms for me to use to find the very things that were banned. Things like high capacity magazines, shotgun shells, full guns and gun parts, things that you could make an arsenal out of if you really were motivated.
This is not a new problem for big tech companies. People have been flagging online gun sales for years. Mike Montero, a web designer in San Francisco, said that he reported hundreds of gun sales to Facebook back in 2016 after the company said it was banning gun sales on its platform.
So we went on Facebook and we looked for guns for sale, and we got a ton of results. They were all there, and they were private gun sales. There were a bunch of guns right out in the open being sold as guns. But another thing that we found was you'd see an ad with like a gun on a table next to a Coke can. And it would say like, for sale, Coke can, $950, includes everything on table. And we reported them. And more often than not, we eventually get a report back saying, no, this is actually okay.
Greg Bessinger of The Washington Post says it really shouldn't be hard to stop this problem, at least not for big tech.
It really is as simple as putting a flag in the system that says these kind of search terms shouldn't lead to a product that is banned by our privacy policy. These are supposed to be the most sophisticated companies in the world, their technology. How could it not catch items like this that I found in just minutes?
Rob Wilcox is with me to talk about all this, and he's the Deputy Director of Policy and Strategy at Everytown for Gun Safety. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm pleased to be here with you.
So where are most of these online gun sales happening?
Well, we took a look at one significant website called armslist.com, which says that it's the largest free gun classifieds site on the web. And it's a website that allows users to post ads for firearms. And those ads will include a picture, a description, a price, and the location where the sale can be made. And we found this to be a significant part of the online firearms marketplace.
How does Arms List work for people who want to buy guns and people who want to sell them?
So it operates similarly to other online classified platforms where a seller posts an ad with a picture, a description, the location of where the firearm could be purchased. And then a user goes online, goes to armslist.com, and they're able to connect over text message or email so that you can finalize the transaction.
What about other sites beyond ArmsList? We heard at the top of the segment here, Greg Bessinger, reporter at The Washington Post, talking about Amazon. We heard someone else talking about Facebook. Is it still possible to go to these sites and buy guns?
So those are examples of sites that people are trying to evade their privacy policy. A site like armslist.com is designed to facilitate firearm sales. And it's a site with, based on our research, that is huge, and it's dangerous and it's deadly. We found that there were over 1.2 million posts for firearm sales that would not require a background check on armslist.com.
What kind of federal and state laws exist around buying and selling guns online? Does it matter if it's on Facebook versus armslist.com, or what are the laws?
Well, it's a great question. And the reason we undertook this project is because we know there's a loophole in the federal law. If you're a licensed gun dealer, well, you have to do a background check when you sell a gun. And that background check will look for federal prohibitors. Are you a felon, a domestic abuser, a fugitive, a drug abuser? But the loophole is that if you're an unlicensed seller, a private party, well, then you can sell a gun without a background check. And a site like armslist.com allows perfect strangers to connect. And what we found, sales to be completed in less than 3 minutes of face-to-face time.
What's the difference in buying a gun from an unlicensed seller versus a licensed seller?
The way that they describe it is really plain and straightforward. There was one seller in Georgia who our investigator asked how we're going to complete the sale. And this unlicensed seller just said it's like selling a pair of shoes or something. In Tennessee, we asked another seller, how are we going to complete this sale? And he said it's just like newspaper classifieds, but without the paper. Just come up with a time and place to meet, and I'll take your word that you're eligible. These are sales without background checks, and so people who are prohibited know that they can go on armslist.com and find a seller, complete a sale, and no one will be the wiser.
Rob, who are the people who are buying guns on ArmsList?
Well, disproportionately, it's people who would fail a background check. Now, there's plenty of hobbyists and sportsmen who are using ArmsList, but what we found is that the rate of prohibited buyer is much, much higher online than it is at gun stores. We had investigators post ads on armslist.com. Individuals would respond to them when we would do public records requests. What we found is that there was an incredibly high rate of prohibited purchasers trying to buy guns. 1 in 9 of people looking online to buy guns from unlicensed sellers were prohibited. And they were prohibited for really, really scary and dangerous reasons. They had violent felonies. They were convicted of misdemeanor crimes of domestic violence. They were drug abusers, or they had active protective orders against them. In some cases, they were under 18. I think about one ad in particular where we placed a High Point handgun for sale in Georgia, and we got a response by a text message for that advertisement. And this individual said he wanted to buy that firearm within a day. Well, a public records request showed multiple prohibitions. He was convicted for a felony for child molestation, a felony for threatening to commit aggravated assault, the use of methamphetamines, and he was currently under indictment for failing to register as a sex offender. And this was someone who was looking to get a gun within 24 hours. And in a state like Georgia, where this ad was placed, well, there'd be no background check to find out any of those things.
Is the ArmsList website or any other online gun marketplace or any other site, including social media, where people might be able to purchase guns online, are they liable for the sales that take place on their platform?
No, they're protected under a different federal law. And so they take a hands-off approach to these transactions. And the truth is, these transactions have tragic results. This isn't just a loophole on paper. It's one that is impacting Americans all the time. I think about a woman named Zena Daniel from Wisconsin. She took out a protective order on her abusive husband. He had a history of abusing her. And that protective order prohibited him from buying a firearm. But he knew he would fail that background check, and so he didn't go to a gun store. He went to armslist.com. He bought a handgun in a parking lot of a McDonald's. And the next day he went to Zena's office, her spa where she worked, and he killed her. And he killed 2 other women, and he injured 4 others. And that's just one example. There's countless more. One of the recent mass shootings this summer in West Texas was conducted by a shooter who had failed a background check when he tried to buy a gun from a gun store, and then he was able to meet someone and then conduct a private sale where there was no background check.
Rob, is there anything being done in Congress that would address this loophole? I feel like we've been talking about the loophole here for years. Where does it stand at the congressional level right now?
We're seeing tremendous action and leadership from the House of Representatives. A bipartisan bill passed that would require background checks on all gun sales, but it's sitting on Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's desk, and his inaction is costing lives every single day.
Rob Wilcox is Deputy Director of Policy and Strategy at Everytown for Gun Safety. Rob, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.